All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215 or visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com for all of your tax needs. Now, of course, earlier this week, we saw the New Orleans Saints go out there and pick up a veteran running back in Adrian Peterson, and now the Oakland Raiders are doing the same thing as they have agreed to a trade to acquire Marshawn Lynch from the Seattle Seahawks. Now, of course, Lynch announced that he was retired following the 2015 NFL season, but after taking a year off, now he has the itch to come back and play once again. And being that he was still under contract with the Seahawks, they have his rights, or they had his rights, and thus they orchestrated a trade with the Raiders. Now, the Seahawks and Raiders will swap fifth and sixth round picks in this weekend's NFL draft to have Lynch go and play for his hometown team. Now, throughout Lynch's career, he had 3+ years, with the Buffalo Bills, and 5+ years with the Seattle Seahawks. Hands down, his best years were in Seattle, as you were talking about a guy that has over 9,000 career rushing yards and 74 rushing TDs. Now, he was very instrumental in the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl in 2013, and he should have been a part in the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl in 2014. But of course, head coach Pete Carroll got away from what got him there, and that was running with Marshawn Lynch. We all know what happened there. Now, injuries really derailed Lynch in 2015. He took the entire 2016 season off, and I think he's going to come back, and I think he's going to have something to prove. You're talking about a guy that is 31 years of age. That's very old in running back years, but he did have the year off, and he's going to be on fresh legs. Now, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine out there, and I hope he gets the opportunity to check this out, he brought it up a while ago, and he said that, you know, maybe Marshawn Lynch did not simply want to play for the Seattle Seahawks after Pete Carroll decided to go away from giving him the football in that goal line situation in Super Bowl 49. That is a possibility. We don't know what is going on behind closed doors, but I think Lynch is going to run with reckless abandon, at least at first, with the Oakland Raiders, because I really think that he has something to prove. Now, you look at Oakland's leading rusher last year, and it was Latavius Murray with just 788 yards. And of course, Murray left to join the Minnesota Vikings. I don't think Marshawn Lynch can do it all by himself at this point in his career at the running back position. I think that the Raiders are still going to have to address this, whether it's through the NFL draft this weekend or still in free agency. But you look at this offense, and you look at quarterback Derek Carr, and you look at the wide receivers and Amari Cooper, and of course Michael Crabtree, and they need to try to balance it out with that run game. And I think Lynch helps, but he is not the final solution to make the Oakland Raiders a Super Bowl contender. I mean, the Raiders did make the playoffs last season. A lot of people are expecting them to get back this year. Of course, I know there's a lot of controversy around the team right now with the fact that they are set to move to Las Vegas in a few years. But I think for the interim, Lynch could be a positive for a team that definitely needs some within their community in Northern California. I'm not going to bet against Marshawn Lynch because he has been one of the most physical runners that the NFL has ever seen. Of course, the odds are against him, but if there is somebody out there that can definitely defy the odds at his age, it would be beast mode. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from this weekend's NFL Draft. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.